It is 8:24 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. We did have AJ Terrell in studio earlier. If you want to check out that interview, it's available on the Odyssey app. I do love asking guests if this was an early morning for them.
Yeah.
Because these hours are not for babies.
It was crazy listening to him talking about waking up at 6 a.m. in the hotel and going home. Because I'm like, what time did you go to bed?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to wake up and I don't know what part of town he lives in. I wasn't going to ask him on air, but how far are you driving? You know what I mean? He's like, well, it's a home game. Like, my real bed and shower just not too far away. So, we'll, go home and stretch a little bit at home. I'm like, that's crazy talk. Crazy talk to me. A shower is a shower, but I respect it nonetheless.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
He definitely said today was an early morning. And when we had Jade Cargill from the WWE, she said it was a super early morning because she had glam to get done.
She did.
Like, hair
she was
and
like,
makeup.
Yeah, I woke up like 2. I was like,
goodness.
Yo.
Goodness. These hours are not made to have glam done before you walk in here. No. Trust me.
Yeah, I appreciate AJ saying, I woke up at like 2 and then was like, oh man, I was freaking out because I thought I'd overslept. And I was like, yeah, it's like every morning for me. Like I'll wake up. I was like, now wait till you do that and it's like midnight. And you're like, you freak out. And you're like, oh, it's only midnight. Dude, I'm going to out myself because I know these guys listen, but I had a fantasy draft last night with some guys in the area that I've met through a buddy of mine, and they're all dads, and some of them, everything, and I wasn't able to go to the actual be in person for the draft. I was so tired yesterday that I was doing the fantasy draft, and I've got my iPad, like, on my stomach, and I'm doing the draft, and I probably got 6 picks in. The next thing I know, I woke up, my iPad was on the floor.
No.
Oh, no. And
they were all in person?
Not all of them, but some went in person. So basically, the last like 7 or 8 picks I had probably would roll all the way through the minute and a half.
Man, I'm kicking you out the league. Good to me. We have an in-person draft and you fall asleep at home midway through and it auto picks. I'm done.
It was a long day,
Cooked.
Man. It was a long day.
Oh.
Long day.
That's hysterical. Well, it is time for the return of Man Up Monday. Yes, I know it's Tuesday, but you get it. This will normally happen on a Monday.
Allie, I quit. I'm leaving.
Yeah, I'm
Bye.
Assuming you guys already know how you did before we play this back.
I quit. I don't want to hear it. I'm taking my headphones out. I don't want to hear it.
Let's go over what your picks were for Texas, Ohio State.
Give me Texas to go in there. Arch Manning will be crowned after this one. I know plenty about Julian saying he came from Alabama, but I love Arch Manning in this spot. I think that Texas wins this on the field goal, just like Bo said.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
I quit.
That was a fail there. that was a fail there. What did Bo say?
The under is 46.5. I think this game is going to be a little bit more low scoring than people think. Defenses, both these defenses have speed and physicality up front, so I'm going with the under of 46.5.
This mother don't miss.
No, man. He's good.
That mother don't miss, man.
Ostradamus
is
not only do I sound like the smartest guy in the room, but I was the smartest guy in the room.
Let's move on to the next game. Notre Dame and Miami. Let's go with Bo's pick on this.
I've seen Notre Dame open the season in a hostile and much more hostile environment than what they're going into Miami. I think the best coach is on Notre Dame's sidelines. I don't know where the best quarterback is because I'm not sure about Carson Beck anymore. I like Carson Beck. I think he's a better player than he played last year. But something tells me to take Notre Dame and giving up 2.5.
We have been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok, and flat out deceived.
Wah, wah.
Surely I got this one right.
Shut up, Stephen A.
Mike, you already know the answer to that.
Oh, God.
But let's check in on your pick four, and I'm sorry to bring this one up, Mike. I really am. Alabama.
No, you're not.
And Florida State.
Yeah, I think if Alabama was at full health, and I think this would be a lot easier if the right guard wasn't missing, if Jam Miller wasn't missing, Tim Keenan, who's their nose tackle, like that, it'd be a lot easier. But I'm with you. I'm not going to overthink this. Bama minus the points, and they get it done down in Tallahassee tomorrow.
Blitz, Bama, blitz, baby.
Blitz, Bama, blitz.
The dog's ready to go down.
That's funny, Dylan. Huh? You had that one locked and loaded for me? That's funny for you? That's funny for you. Good for you, man.
Oh, how many text messages did you get from people like rubbing salt in the wound?
I had the most texts I got were from Alabama fans/former players going, "What happened?"
Yeah.
And I was like, "Dude, I wish I had one answer for you.
Yeah.
Because it was a lot of things that have gone south.
The NASCAR fantasy group, which is littered with Alabama fans, was pretty quiet.
Well, we have a lot of those same people have a football text as well. We don't talk football on a Saturday in the NASCAR
text. All right, just make
that's actually
saying.
A rule. I don't
I've actually seen some football talked in that group chat when things have gone well.
On Sundays.
You guys have rules like in your group chat.
Have to
over what you can
to,
talk
because
about.
There's people. It's like 14 people in there, and it's a NASCAR fantasy group. And I have literally had people get out of the fantasy group because they don't want to be in the group chat.
It's a rule for a few that covers
it's like,
many.
We can talk about whatever you want to talk about. On race day.
Which is weird to me.
Other than that, keep it on. Like, if it's a Tuesday, we're only talking about something happening with racing.
Okay.
On race day, you can talk about what you're grilling, what your wife said, whatever.
That rule gets broken a lot with boat pitchers. I'm not going to lie. Boat pitchers really break that rule every day of the week.
I can't keep the two, my football, my NASCAR separate because the same boat
pitcher. I'm only in one of them, so I'll tell you.
I'm like, which one is that coming through? Is that on the? Is that boat picture?
I also know that person listens, so I don't mind saying it.
Yeah.
Well, I will point out, of course, you guys made picks for four games, but we're going to stop the bleeding, Mike, because
that's good.
You went 0-4.
Yeah.
Bo, you had
2-2.
2-2.
500, beating Mike. Good Nation makes you money. Mike's Mafia loses it for you.
Will you be listening at 2:00 today to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Because Mike Bell is going to have...
Oh, yeah, I'm not worried about that.
A lot of fun at 2:00
No,
today.
He should, man. Look, and Bo's been around me long enough, and I was like, I don't live and die by it. But it does stink because there's not like wait till next week, or once they get a year under their belt. This is like a slip and slide. Like, once you've gone, it's hard to get off. You're like, dude, I'm just trying to grab the grass next to me and slow down.
Well,
help!
I can tell you this. I've been around you enough to know that's how you feel. I've also been around Mike Bell enough to know that he could be off the Florida State bandwagon next week if they're a bad showing. So he might have bought season tickets again after that win.
I'm going to be real. I thought that you were about to tease some kind of read about like some kind of show that was on later today. And I was like, yes, Allie, I will be reading. You're like, we're good because on 92.9 The Game today, we're going
to. I was about to say, Mike, you're supposed to tell everybody where Dukes and Bell is.
I know. I was like, Dukes and Bell, I'm good. I'm glad you'll be listening. Dukes and Bell is live. I was just trying to play along. I was like, yeah, I'll be listening. Yeah,
you're
sure.
Such a good sport.
I tried. I don't know.
I know where they'll be tomorrow. They'll be up at Falcons tomorrow because they'll have Raheem.
Who do you think at this point? Oh, we got to talk about a bunch. Who do you think feels worse, though, about their head coach, UNC or Bama?
Who was it?
UNC, because at least you know Kalen DeBoer has had success in college as a head coach. Belichick doesn't, and he also has a 24-year-old running the program. And
they also got the crap beat out of them.
Somebody put up a logo, and it had Belichick in that yoga pose with her and on, you know, with his feet up in the air and her on it, and said Air Jordan with the not Jordan, but Jordon.
It took me way too long to figure out what exactly that image was.
No, I knew it immediately.
It took me a minute.
Yeah, I was laughing.
I could just see Allie tilting her head looking at the picture going, what?
Why is it a
exactly
yoga? Like
right
aerial
now?
Yoga.
Like some kind of ballroom dance?
And I'm not going to lie. Like, it was within the last 10 minutes, I just got it.
I was today years old.
Yeah.
Well, I think I sent it to y'all.
You did. I was like, that's interesting.
Oh, man.
But I can't be the person that asks, what exactly does that mean?
Most of the stuff that Bo sends us like that, I get it from the boat poster.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I've already seen it. I've seen it 24 hours ago.
Well, I bet that Mekhi Becton stuff didn't come around.
That's a good point.
Yeah, Mekhi Becton has some stuff. I'm not going to talk about it. You have to go on social media, but he's got some issues with an ex going on, and
he's got some demons out there.
She's airing everything out, even the dirty drawers.
Unfortunate.
So.
Well, unfortunately, or fortunately, however you enjoy your memes, there are a ton of Jordan today after UNC did lose. I do think Caleb from Athens, he called in during wake up call. He sounded more hurt by the UNC loss.
That's a good point. Yeah,
because I think they just had such high hopes.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't know.
I don't
know. It's tough.
Well, coming up, Gunnar Stockton probably didn't have to pay for one single drink this weekend. We'll talk about week one. We'll also talk about the Falcons, and we've got a life of squid.
Brent Key told us what we all have always thought, but he basically said, what do they say the quiet part out loud in an interview after they beat Colorado. Next on the Morning Show, Sports Radio 99 The Game and
the Odyssey app.